Good afternoon. A weak disturbance, mainly in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, is pushing through the region with minimal moisture. Still lots of clouds around, some breaks of sunshine, but also the risk of a few passing flurries or snow showers, little, if any, accumulation expected, perhaps over the highest terrain, a little light dust. Temperatures, meanwhile, will be back into the upper 20s, perhaps even near 30 degrees in some spots, but even while on the colder side of average by a few degrees with less wind than yesterday, it will be more comfortable. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the upper teens and lower 20s. A ridge of high pressure will build in temporarily for tomorrow, but this will allow a break in the sub-freezing air with some sunshine mixing with clouds. Highs will bounce through the 30s and up toward the 40-degree mark. This will set the stage for the next storm system as it heads our way late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Energy diving through the Rockies will pick up moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, and a storm system will head toward the Great Lakes. A secondary low will form along the Atlantic coast, and the exact track and intensity of both of these lows will determine what we get precipitation-wise. Right now, it looks like we'll have some snow breaking out late Friday night and Saturday morning, especially across the higher terrain, with the valley locations changing to rain, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We may hold on to some snow a bit longer in the valleys north of I-90, but still, most everyone in the lower elevation should change over to rain showers on Saturday with highs in the middle to upper 30s. It's more likely that snow will hang on across the mountains and the ski areas on Saturday with several inches accumulation possible. Behind the storm on Sunday, a few snow showers, colder air flowing in, lower 30s, and then an Arctic blast for early next week with a bunch of wind on Monday and Tuesday, scattered snow showers and highs only in the lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a Pacific low pressure system will bring widespread precipitation to the northwestern states today and tonight. Rain will fall near the coast with snow in the Cascades and Sierras, as well as in the Intermountain region. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are expected for portions of the coastal northwest, including northern California and western Oregon. Snowfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches are expected in the Oregon Cascades and the Sierras, with the highest elevations reaching a foot or more of snow. The system will continue to move into the interior west tomorrow, bringing snow to the region. The higher elevations are generally expected to receive 6 to 10 inches of snow. And for the first time on record, there are named storms in both the Atlantic and Central Pacific Oceans in January. Subtropical storm Alex has winds of 70 miles per hour and is located 760 miles south-southwest of the Azores. Alex is expected to move across the Azores Islands in the next 24 hours with storm-force winds. And tropical storm Pali is located 1,640 miles southwest of Honolulu with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Pali is expected to weaken and remain over the open waters of the Pacific. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Pompano Beach, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers in the upper 30s. Boston mostly cloudy, breezy, near 30. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of some light snow and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 66, set in 1932. And the record low, 24 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m. 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered snow showers and flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with a few scattered flurries and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered flurries tonight in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered snow showers and some flurries with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, a few scattered snow showers around with highs near 30. mostly cloudy with scattered flurries tonight in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with scattered snow showers and flurries and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine mixing with clouds, milder near 40. Rain and snow Saturday in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers Sunday in the lower 30s. Windy and very cold Monday and Tuesday in the lower 20s with scattered snow showers and back to the mid-20s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.